The Rescue Worker, a lifelong transformational journey of Jesus apprentices, learning to love, serve, and be like the Master. Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke with Dr. Douglas Pereira.
Hello, welcome to The Rescue Worker. I'm glad that you have joined us today for our study in the Gospel of Luke, where we're trying to understand who was Jesus, what he did, so we can follow his footsteps, so we can be like him, loving like he loved, serving like he served. And the only way for us to accomplish that is living by a principle, the principle of Jesus' apprentices. This principle is a model that states, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And you must love your neighbor as yourself. That is the model. And we are studying right now elements, aspect that is the unfolding of this model. And I'm referring to the commandment of Jesus, love your enemy. Yes, that is our memory verse for this week. And yesterday we start studying this aspect. Why should we love our neighbor or our enemy? What are the reasons? What is the motivation for that? But the commandment is clear. But to you who are willing to listen, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. That is not an easy, practical way to do. Something that comes natural to us, but is something that requires God, the Holy Spirit. It's only by the Holy Spirit. It's only when we are connected with God that we can show this kind of love to other people. Without God, I think it is impossible. But with God, everything is possible. And for having this transformational power in our lives, having the Holy Spirit, we need to come before God and claim for the Holy Spirit. And we know that every time that we come before God, God is waiting for us, willing to receive us and to bless us with his grace and mercy. That's what Hebrews 4:16 says. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we'll receive his mercy and we'll find grace to help us when we need it most. And I think for us to study and to apply such lessons, we need God. We need his mercy and we need his grace. And we have been studying that this simple way to illustrate. And I understand any illustration or any explanation that tries to simplify major concepts, you sometimes don't cover all the elements or all the nuances or perspectives. But grace is something that I receive that I don't deserve. Comes out of God, who he is, a gracious God, receiving what I don't deserve, I haven't asked for. On the other hand, mercy, it's not receiving what I deserve. It is not receiving what I deserve. So when God treats me in a way that it's not in alignment with the way I deserve, because I did something, maybe I supposed to receive something, but God treats me in a different way, not give me what I deserve. Grace, receiving what I don't deserve. Mercy, not receiving what I deserve. And that who's God is, and somehow that's who we are, because we were created according to his image and his likeness. And the only way for us to experience and do that is through the Holy Spirit. So let me give you a minute for you to ask for the Holy Spirit. Let me give you a minute for you to pray. Let me give you a minute for you to position yourself in a way that God will manifest and work in your life. And after this minute, we'll come back and we'll study today verse 28. We'll try to do a review and connect verse 27 with 28 and then understand what is God's will for our lives. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thanks so much for your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Thank you for life. And thank you for bringing this community right now to study more about Jesus Christ, to study more about the kingdom of God, to study more about you, so we can be more like you. Lord, forgive our sins and help us to understand and to apply what we are studying here. It is in the name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen. Well, we are in the Sermon of the Plain, what is equivalent to the Sermon of the Mountain of Matthew 5 to 7. Here in Luke, he has a short version of the teachings of Jesus Christ. But those teachings are so crucial because they reflect the principle and the values of the kingdom of God. More than giving a to-do list, more to giving us what he expects from us, the Sermon of the Mountain is a description, is an announcement of who God is. And the kingdom of God is about who God is, what he does. This kingdom of God goes back to the original plan of Genesis 1 and 2, and gives a foretaste of Revelation 21-22, when the kingdom will be completely implemented in this earth. But as we go back to Genesis 1 and 2, we see a graceful and powerful God that reigns and rules over everything. Therefore, we need to understand that God rules, and we need to submit to this, to his rulership. This king that is expanding his kingdom as he created this world, he is creating out of his grace, providing for the needs of humankind. On the third day, he provides the food for the humankind that will be created on the sixth day. God is graceful. God, it is love. And out of his love, he creates humankind according to his image, according to his likeness. And this image and the likeness means that we are supposed to have a relationship with him, that we're supposed to be like him. Because he rules, we will rule over this earth. Because His love, we are supposed to love. Because He cares, we are supposed to care. So the image, the identity of people is based on who God is. So our understanding of who God is crucial for us to understand who we are and who are the other people around us. And according to Genesis 1 and 2, we are children of God, created according to His image, with dignity, with glory, with a blessing. And somehow, sin came to destroy, to damage that image and likeness of God. And Jesus came to restore. To restore the dignity. To restore the concept and understanding that we are children of God. Maybe you're not behaving like children of God, but we are His children. Maybe you have not accepted His sonship, His daughtership, but we are children of God. And as I see another person, I don't see them based on their color, their ways of life, their thoughts, their beliefs, but I see them as children of God, as a child of God. That's the reason that our understanding of who God is and who we are creates a new community, the community of the kingdom, where there is no man or female, there's no gender, where there is no Jew or Gentile, there is no social class division, ethnicity, where there is no free man or slave, we are all one in Christ. And why I can tell you that right now, what the world needs is the kingdom of God and the understanding of the kingdom, understanding who we are and who are the people around us. They are not people with different social class. They are not people, different skin color, different ethnicity, different preference. What they are, according to the kingdom's lens, is they are children of God that have worth, that deserve respect and care. And that is the essence of Luke chapter 6 in the Sermon of the Plain, trying to give us a perspective, a understanding of the kingdom and its values. And because of that, I will treat each person in a manner that will reflect the king and his kingdom. Because of that, I will follow the way of Jesus. And what is the summary of this section that we're studying? Verse 36. You must be compassionate just as your Father is compassionate. Because God is merciful. And you were created according to the image and likeness of God. You are supposed to be merciful. Treating people not based on what they deserve. Mercy. Giving what they don't deserve, right? Or not treat them according to what they deserve. Merciful. So, and here I think is a major point that I want to make clear for us today. What God is calling us is to live based on a principle. A principle of who God is and the image and likeness of God. Most of the time, we live based on reaction. It's like people have a remote control of us. If someone is upset with us, we'll be upset with them. If someone badmouths us, we'll badmouth them. If someone hurts us, we want to hurt them. You see, who has the remote control? It's like the other person. How the other person will act towards to you, you will react towards that person. But God's kingdom, the kingdom of God, works based on principles and values. The principle and values that we are the image of God. Therefore, we need to be like Him. The principles and values that each person is a member of this family, the family of God. So I'll treat them in this way. Even though they may not treat us on that the same way, we will live not reacting to other people's behavior and thoughts and feelings, but we will live by principle. A principle that says that God is good and everything he does is good. His goodness. So whatever comes out of God, it is good. So because I'm created according to God, whatever comes out of me is supposed to be good, no matter the circumstances. I walk based on principle. Because God is blessing. He gives blessing. He's the business of blessing. He blessed the humankind with creating them according to his image and likeness. He blessed humankind with food. He blessed humankind with dignity, royalty. He blessed humankind with his presence. Therefore, he is in the business of blessings. And guess what? He expects us to be in the same business of blessing. Blessing people. Make their life a better life. And here comes verse 27, our memory verse, and verse 28. Because they form four main commandments that are unfolding of the principle that be like God. God is merciful. Be merciful. And how this mercy presents? But to you who are willing to listen, I say, love your enemies. And love here is the idea of have respect. It's not, God is not asking us the idea of love of phileo, where you need to like embrace, kiss. It's like you love your parents, your children, your grandchildren. No, the kind of love that God is asking here is a principle, based on a principle, the agape love. The agapao is the declination here. Love based on a principle. And a principle of respect. That person is a child of God. I'll respect that person. Based on such principle, no matter what this person does. So love, respect your enemies. And how this respect, this love will manifest, at least we have three ways here. The first, doing good. Do good to those who hate you. Instead of just reacting, just giving back, you are living by a principle. A principle that is based on who God is. God is good. Whatever he does, it is good. Out of him just comes goodness. Therefore, I'm created based on this God. Which I should live according to that. Doing good. And sometimes we need to stop, take a deep breath, and remember, I need to live by the principle of who God is and who are the people, my neighbors, the people around me. You see, the Jewish people at the time, they had the idea that they should love only those that thought like them and behaved like them. So your love was just for those that were like you. And those that didn't think like you or behave like you were okay to be dismissed by you, marginalized by you, and hurt by you. But Jesus comes with a broader and more important concept, the concept of the kingdom of God. Hey, God is good, so you need to behave in a godly way, doing good, no matter what. Is that easy? No, it is not. But that's the ideal. That's the goal for those that surrender to the lordship and rulership of God. As the king, we need to behave like him. Be compassionate, just as your father is compassionate. God gives good. Out of him comes goodness. Therefore, out of us should come goodness. That's a life based on a principle. And then this respect that brings goodness comes to the verse of today. Verse 28. Bless those who curse you. Well, the bless is the desire to do good or for the person to be good. It is desire to, not just the desire, but the action to go beyond and change the circumstance of people. And you see, God is in the business of blessing. I love, and that's one of my favorite portions of the Bible, Numbers 6, right? 24, starting 24, the blessing, right? The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. God is in the business to make the difference in people's life and make their life better. So, because I understand who God is, I'll behave in that same way. And because I understand who are the people around me, they are not my enemies. They are this new community. They are part of this new community where I will join hands with them to make their life easier and to make the life easier even of those that curse you. One of the main challenges of ministry, and it was for me for a long time, was to serve people that didn't want to be served by me or cared by me. But for a long time, I felt it's my obligation, right? As a duty, right? I get paid for. And by the way, that has not been my principle. But I know, like, yeah, that's my job. I need to do it. Yeah, I need to love and serve this person out of an obligation. But what we see here, it's out of a principle. And every day, the kingdom of God has impacted me, challenged me, and to help me to serve out of principle and not out of duty. And I think one of the main ways to do good, to do respect, to bless someone, is with what we come next. Pray for those who hurt you. So asking God to be with that person, pray for that person, is more than, let me rephrase, the person that will be most blessed by the prayer is not the other person, but myself. As I start praying for the other person, the transformation start taking place in my life. And a transformation that takes place that is based on the principle that who God is and who I am and who is the other person. Pray for those who hurt you. What God is saying is love them. And I think when someone comes to me and say, I prayed for you, I think that's one of the most beautiful things that I usually hear. That person say, I'm loving you. I'm respecting you. I'm caring for you. I'm asking blessings towards you. I pray for you. And that transformation starts taking place in us. You know, respect those that are different from us, that behave not, that don't behave like us, and even go against us, right? That hate, exclude us, like we saw on the Beatitudes, that when people hate you, exclude you, and mock you, and curse you. You see, all these elements are put in contrast here. Those people do that to you, and you're not doing the same. You're being merciful to them, treating them not the way they deserve, not with hate, not with exclusion, not with mock, not with curse, but how? With respect, doing good, blessing, and praying. that's based on principle. And that only through God. Because human nature, no. That's the main point. I remembered in one book I was reading about this major Greek philosopher, that he was always walking. And people would come to him and say, okay, where are you going? You are always walking. And the philosopher would say, I am walking towards the place that the sun arises. I'm going towards there. And people laugh at him and say, you will never get there. You'll not get to the place of sunrise. And he would turn to them and say, even though I may not get there, I know where I'm going. I have a clear direction. And even though we may not come to the fulfillment of those elements, we need to have the clear ideal in front of us. Because as we move towards to the ideal, we will be transformed. The transformation is a process that takes every day as we walk through the ideal. And I think the major manifestation of the elements that we're studying here comes from Luke chapter 23. And it's a Bible verse that we study by God's grace next year. Verse, I think, 34. Let me get here. Yeah, 34. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. Jesus, he didn't only show us or ask us to do, but he lived by himself. And he was living the values of the kingdom. Where was Jesus when he said that? He was at the cross. People were showing their hate towards Jesus. They were killing Jesus. They were destroying Jesus. They cursing Jesus. They were doing everything. In that moment, Jesus loved them. On that moment, that would be okay as Jesus to say some curse upon them or to ask for punishment upon them because they are not treating Jesus fairly. Jesus looked at them and prayed to the Father. It is interesting here that I know some people think that that's a declaration of Jesus, that Jesus is forgive them. I see as a prayer. Lord, help them that they will find forgiveness as they understand what they are doing, what they have done, and ask forgiveness, surrender. Because to be forgiven by God, we need to surrender. We need to ask for forgiveness. But Jesus, at that moment of hate, he cared for them. He prayed for them. He desired their blessing, not curse. He offered goodness. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. And that example is our goal. We may never come to this realization and fullness, but we need to go towards to the ideal. Because here, the more important than get there is the process. I keep walking towards. Based in a principle. Based in values. That principles that are based on who God is. Therefore, who we are, because we're created according to the image and likeness of God. And who are the people? Even though they treat us badly, on this new community that God is creating and his kingdom, a community based on the values of the kingdom that take us back to Genesis 1 and 2 and give us a foretaste of Revelation 21, 22. Based on this, there is all people are brothers and sisters, children of God. How would we behave if we kept in mind that we are supposed to be like God? How we will treat people as we kept in mind that they are child of God, loved by God, care for God. If we change this mindset, understand everybody's a child of God, it's like I have my two children. And when someone cares for them, I feel cared, I feel loved. When someone hurt them, I get hurt. So whatever people do to my kids will do to me. And God is saying the same. So if you're my children and you hurt someone, you're hurting me. Oh, but that person deserves that. Yeah, but be merciful like I'm merciful. You were created according to God's image. And the only way for us to be able to do that is through a daily communion with God, walking with Him. It's not about us. It is about God. Surrender to Him, being like Him. Sometimes just take that deep breath and say, how can I respect? How can I do good from here? How can I bless? How can I pray? It's living by principle. It's living by faith and not by sight. It's living as little Christs, loving and serving like Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thanks so much for this study. This study challenges us. Challenge our sinful human nature. But at the same time, guide us to who God is and who we are. So Lord, help us. Help us when we don't have strength. Help us when we don't have reasons. Help us when we don't have the motivation to be like you. To show who you are through our thoughts, feelings, and actions. To help us, Lord, to treat each person not based on their behavior, but the principle that they are a child of God and we are the image and likeness of God. Lord, it's only through the Holy Spirit that we can do that. So I pray, give us the Holy Spirit. Be with us. And forgive us every time we have broken, we have damaged the image of God when we didn't act based on a principle, but based on the ways of this world. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's go to the questions of reflection. And here they are. What is happening in this passage? What stuck out to me? What can I learn about God and His kingdom? In what ways has Jesus loved and served? How should I love and serve according to Jesus' example? What specific steps can I take to apply these lessons in my life? How can I share these lessons with others today? Tomorrow we'll continue and we'll start studying some illustrations, practical illustrations that Jesus gave to us based on these four commandments or these elements that unfold from God being merciful, right? That love your enemy, respect your enemy, do good, bless, and pray. So how that in a mature, in a proper way happens in real life, Jesus will provide, start providing to us some examples. Some examples sometimes that people don't understand, they take out of context, and even sometimes become abusive. But as we understand, and I pray for that, what is meant here, that we will look more like Jesus Christ. May God bless you. May God be with you. And I hope to see you tomorrow as we finish our 11th week. Don't forget, live by a principle, by the principle of God's kingdom.
Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke.